Right, how is everyone? What is going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And Kira, we have family in the building.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Mo. Let's get down to some business.
Yes.
Mr. Mulcahy is in. Mo, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks for minding the spot as well.
Oh yeah, no
everyone
problem.
Everyone is saying you killed it. You did an amazing job. It was in safe hands, you know.
Yeah, I was saying to Kira, it's big shoes to fill.
Aww. Hey, look, it is.
Yes,
it is big shoes.
Is.
Kira and I have big feet. Yeah, that is true.
I have huge feet, Mo. Look at my feet. They're huge.
Did I? You? What size?
Seven.
For a girl like that's getting there.
Hey, I'm tall, okay.
No, I know you are. You are. I completely agree. Mo, like, what size foot are you?
9.
See, this is what I'm saying, you know? But hey, Mo, I think you filled them just fine. I think you squeezed them out just nicely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm fitting grand.
They did. And hey, look, funnily enough, Mo's back next week.
Wow.
Mo's back for another.
Back on Monday.
Mo's back for another
Chris,
week.
You know, we'll get to the stage where you're like, hey, guys, it's Mo every week.
It'll just be like a week on and off, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We'll do week on, week off, because we are on Breakfast next week. So Kira and I are going to be a fiasco presenting Breakfast next week.
Look at you guys getting in everywhere.
Oh, I tell
snaking
you, Mo,
in everywhere.
Absolutely.
Taking over.
We're taking over.
Yeah. All these support slots, as they say. Do you know what I mean?
All these plans that we've put into action over the past couple of months really are, you know, coming through for us now.
Let's put it this way. Kira's had a tiring few weeks, Mo. Like, let's put it that way. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Okay.
Kira's had a very exhausting few weeks, but we're getting there, finally. You know what I mean? Finally, it's paying off.
I'm exhausted too, Chris.
Hey, Mo, I've heard you've had to do something similar. Do you know what I mean?
This is not easy.
There's a lot of grinding going on.
It's hard out here for a pimp, man.
It is, man. Word. But look, friend of the show, DJ Mulcahy is in now. Of course, you know Mulcahy. You're hearing him a lot more, I'm sure, on the 2FM schedule. He has his own show every Friday, midnight to 2 a.m. It's hip-hop, it's urban, it's R&B. It's absolutely fantastic music.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you've heard as well, Mo's getting a lot more, you know, he popping up around the place. You know what I mean? Like, as I say, he was on last week and the week before that when we were on Drive. He's on next week when we're on Breakfast. You're going to be getting a lot more used to Mo. You see what I'm saying? And of course, Mo is also on RTE Pulse, one of the digital stations. I mean, I hope you're not sleeping on that. And he's on
every morning.
There you go. He's on doing his breakfast show.
9 to 11 a.m.
And they've for any anoraks who I care, I won't bore the rest of you with it, but they have a lovely new studio.
Oh, it's God. Amazing.
Wow.
And I'm not an anorak, but I can appreciate a good studio.
You should check out the pictures on the internet. It looks phenomenal. But Mo, you come in every week as well, and you tell us about all of the hip hop stories that's going on in the world, because the hip hop world is like a soap opera. I mean, there's so much going on in the rap industry literally every week. I mean, it is definitely the busiest part of the music industry by far. So Mo, you always keep your ear to the ground and you tell us exactly what's going on in it. So what are the big stories at the moment? Obviously, we were talking last week or the last time you were in about Straight Outta Compton and the new album and everything like that. And
the album that you hate.
Can I clarify? And as well, like, I don't want to bore anyone again with this. It's actually really good.
I
warmed to it.
I kind of knew that was going to
happen. Exactly what happened. Yeah, it's very good. It's a very, very good album. And I was very, you know, a lot of things in my life, I was premature with saying that it was bad. Do you know what I'm saying? That's always my problem.
Glad you came to your senses.
Hey,
Chris.
Look, man, better late than never. But look,
I knew you would.
Mo, what is going on in the hip hop world?
A lot going on.
Oh, wow.
This week's 17 years since Lauryn Hill released The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
I loved that album. It introduced me to Lauryn Hill. Like, obviously, and I know the Fugees, whatever, but I really got to know Lauryn Hill after that album. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. We were just chatting here amongst us, and maybe somebody at home can help us. 51552. Was there a secret track on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill? There's
secret
something
tracks
in my mind that says that there was, because I know there was one on Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, and
there
that's 20 years old.
There was one on an E17 album as well.
There was one on an E17, a secret track on an E17 album.
I distinctly remember that.
Were you into E17?
Big time.
Oh my God, I went to an E17 concert.
So did I.
It was
the
first
Point
time.
Depot.
No, it was it was in Salt Hill.
Salt Hill.
In Galway.
Mo, they played to like 100 people. You know what I mean? It was
my first concert. It was cool. Yeah.
That was me too. My first concert was E17.
There you go.
Well, so both of you like E17. There you go. Awesome.
Brian Harvey all day.
17 years.
I was more Tony Mortimer.
Mo, did you think Tony Mortimer was cute as well?
No,
or were you more Brian Harvey?
I didn't think any of them were cute at all.
Okay. But look, how about this? Mo, 17 years since Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which was obviously a massive hip hop, or like, you know, R&B kind of album.
Incredible body of work, and it almost destroyed her as well. Because
there's
so much media attention, and she just wasn't able for it. She couldn't handle it, all the attention that she got.
Because it really did break her, like, you know?
And she hasn't released an album since.
No, and then she got into so much trouble with, you know, was it tax?
Oh, she yeah.
And then she came out and said that she hated white people.
What she said was something like she wouldn't want white people to buy her music or something. Yeah, it was some really weird quote. And I'm like, love, who do you think is buying it? How do you think it's been this successful?
Like, I don't know why. I gave her a pass when she said that. I was like, oh, yeah.
So was I. I was like, she's not in the right frame of mind. She doesn't mean that. We white people are lovely.
Wow, exactly. 17 years.
There you go.
Yeah, that's scary. And I remember that was released. So there you go.
Mo, what's going on with Suge Knight?
What's not going on with Suge Knight? He's in jail at the moment.
Well, who is Suge Knight?
Suge Knight is a notorious gangster from Compton, LA, who started Death Row Records and gave birth to the likes of Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Dr. Dre, you name it.
He's the man behind the label.
Yes.
As in, he is the man who's behind all of these superstars.
Yep, that is correct. And how he got the funding, allegedly he hung Vanilla Ice over a balcony back in the day and demanded all the writing credits to Ice Ice Baby, and he made about $3 million off that.
Oh my God.
And
then
no joke, that's actually true.
Bully.
Like that's actually the accepted story in the industry.
Yeah, well, there's another story as well, Mo.
Wow.
Yeah, this one's pretty huge.
What is this story?
Allegedly,
yes,
he injected Eazy-E with AIDS.
Now,
that's a big claim.
Eazy-E was part of N.W.A.
Yes.
Obviously, the movie Straight Outta Compton was out this week. Mm-hmm. And in it, seemingly, Suge Knight beats the absolutely living crap out of Eazy-E.
He does indeed, yeah.
Right? But there's no mention of anyone injecting anybody with AIDS. But seemingly, Eazy-E's son has come out now to say that, hey, listen, this did happen. Yeah. And then Mo was telling me, Chris, about this clip from about 9-10 years ago on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Is it Suge Knight's out of jail 2-3 days?
Yep.
I think we have it there.
Don't tell me he admits that he injected someone with AIDS.
Listen to what he says, right? He's talking about how, he's trying to tell black kids not to shoot people because you're going to go
with
to jail
gun,
all
yeah,
life.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And he comes up with a new thing for people to do. It was really weird. Listen to this.
Before I hear this clip, let me get this straight. Eazy-E's son is claiming Suge Knight injected his father with AIDS.
Yes.
How does he know this? All right, I'll listen to the clip.
Somebody going to do something about it. See? Right. Technology is so high, right?
Right.
So if you shoot somebody, you go to jail forever. So the kids, you don't want to go to jail forever, right?
Right.
So they got this new thing out that people sell them all the time. They got this stuff to call, they get blood from somebody with AIDS,
yeah,
and then they shoot you with it.
Oh,
so
well, that seems bad. Happen,
that's a slow death.
Yeah.
The easy thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Wait a minute. What an asshole.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So you can
Christ.
See, obviously you can't see it on the radio, but Jimmy Kimmel, you heard it there in the audience, everyone.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to say.
But Eazy-E did die of AIDS.
He did, yes.
Jesus Christ.
And it was around that time that he got the beating. A year later, he passed away.
With AIDS.
Oh,
this is all conspiracy now, you know, allegedly.
Yeah. But then you have that, you know, audio clip of Suge Knight.
I don't know. You
that.
Have Suge Knight saying that he injects people with AIDS instead of shooting them, or, you know, that is, and that's the new thing to do if you don't want to get caught.
Well, he wanted to get Dr. Dre off of. Dr. Dre was signed with Eazy-E and Ruthless Records. So the only way Suge was going to get Dr. Dre off that contract was by beating him up. And then,
don't know, lads. I don't know. That just took it to another level for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just play that again? The sinister undertone with which he says that.
I know.
Yes.
Like, it really, it doesn't sound like
and
a joke.
And also, for people that can't see this, look it up actually on YouTube. Am I saying it?
Suge
Knight on Jimmy Kimmel, right? He's sitting there with his feet up and he's smoking a cigar.
Yeah, and you can see Jimmy Kimmel's
very uncomfortable.
At one
stage, he drops his ash into Jimmy's glass of water.
Yeah, he's a real bastard. Oh, my God. Yeah. You don't mess with this guy. Seriously, you don't mess with this guy. Listen, sorry, I really want to hear that again.
If somebody going to do something about it. See, technology is so high, right?
Right.
So if you shoot somebody, you go to jail forever. So the kids, you don't want to go to jail forever, right?
Right.
So they got this new thing out that people sell them all the time. They got this stuff to call, they get blood from somebody with AIDS.
Yeah.
And then they shoot you with it.
Oh,
so
well, that seems bad.
Happen, that's a slow death.
Yeah.
Easy, easy thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And you Jimmy Kimmel just puts his head in his hands. And
oh, that's
like,
chilling.
Wow. Did that just happen?
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, no, it's
that's
crazy.
Been messing with my mind the past few days, I'm not going to lie. Because I seen the movie Straight Outta Compton and Eazy-E didn't deserve what he got. Poor old Eazy-E.
Like, yeah. AIDS.
Everything.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah, just the rough treatment he got. No,
yes,
of course not.
You know, so.
Wow, that's really scary. You know as well what's weird? Do either of you watch Oz?
Oz?
No.
The TV show about prison. Because there was
I've heard of it though.
There was this exact plot in Oz where one of the guys injects another guy with AIDS. Maybe it's a thing that happens. Jesus. My God.
Scary.
It's terrifying.
That interview was from 9 years ago. So.
Oh,
do you know what's also terrifying, guys? Can we talk about Tyga?
Tyga.
Oh, good luck. What's he up to now?
Seemingly, guys, he has released his mixtape. It's called F What They Talking About.
Okay.
You know, and it dropped yesterday, seemingly. And there's a song in it, and it's called Stimulated. And they reckon that Tyga is rapping about Kylie Jenner, who's obviously his 18-year-old girlfriend, but obviously he's been with her since she was 17. And these are the words of the rap lads.
This guy's doing himself no favours. Go ahead.
They say she young, she should have waited. She a big girl dog when she's stimulated.
Okay.
Creepazoid.
So, yeah, that is kind of creepy.
Think it is so disgusting.
It's not. It's so distasteful.
But not even that, the whole relationship. He bought her a Ferrari for her 18th birthday. You know what I mean? Kylie Jenner is walking around like a girl who looks like she's 29, 30 years of
age. Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, she's 18. She's already had, you know, jobs done to her lips and God knows what else. But like, if you were Kylie Jenner's mother or sisters or anything like that, when you'd be like, that is...
Yeah,
what?
No, you don't say that. You don't say that. It's disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Have you not heard the other lyrics he has?
No, I haven't heard. I don't really listen to Tiger's lyrics, to be
listen
honest.
To this. This is also, not being funny, this is also about... what do you call her? Kylie?
Kylie Jenner, is it?
Yeah. Let me get the lyrics here. Because it's like... Yeah... This ain't rap shit. Tell her shut the F up and S my dick. She a real dick pleaser. You won't face my dick. She likes dick and nothing else but dick. I lick her ass. All this kind of stuff. Seriously. Literally. Like, literally. This
now,
is...
see, that's not cool because, you know, he's obviously talking about a time when she was 17 years old.
That's yeah, like illegal.
Yeah, I know. It's a minor, man. Dude, not, what are you doing?
Like, not only is it really depraved, yeah. It's illegal. I wow. Know. If I was your mom, Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner's the mom, right?
Yeah.
If I was her, I'd be like, love, like, I'm going to get a restraining order for you against this guy. Like, this is insane. Especially because he actually admits that he did her while she was 17. That's illegal. Where they're from, that's illegal.
Yeah,
I like,
know.
The age of consent in Ireland is 17. Mm-hmm. But there, the age of consent is 18.
Well,
he did
they used to fly to different states where it was legal.
How he did
that's
it?
That's how he did it, yeah. Whoa. They used to fly around to where it was legal.
Anyway, Mo, go on, depress me. Tell me what else is going on.
Jesus.
Let me see. Kanye and Kim to receive $440,000 for leaked engagement video that YouTube co-founder Chad Hurley put up because there was a confidentiality agreement that he broke.
Oh, obviously, yeah, with the Kardashians and the...
So he's agreed to pay up $440,000. Now, keep in mind, this guy Chad is worth about $400 million.
That won't be
so
much to him, yeah. It's a gesture in that world. Yeah, yeah.
Really,
it's a
it?
Token gesture in that world. So let me get this straight, Mo. Obviously, they had an agreement with like a magazine or something that they were going to film the wedding. And then this YouTube founder guy was at the wedding. And took a film of it?
Yes.
Oh, what a bastard. And put it on YouTube.
Yeah, you know.
At least he's a company man,
I'd imagine,
you know?
It was obviously supposed to be kept for keeping up with the Kardashians.
Well, yeah, I would say so.
You know, a spontaneous engagement like
just
that.
Just a fun engagement. Yeah, just a fun off-the-cuff engagement.
Lana Del Rey comes and sings a song and it's on.
Oh, totally unplanned.
Some football stadiums or baseball stadiums.
Just really spontaneous.
With a big, massive film crew.
Just totally spontaneous. So it just happened. But
crazy.
Look, Mo, there's a lot going on in the world. I mean,
Drake,
as always,
Drake. He's back with Serena Williams.
Mo, can I ask you a question?
No,
yes,
Mo.
Of course.
Okay. Now, Mo, I know you heard us chatting about this during the week, but do you not think Drake could do better than Serena Williams?
I don't know.
Is he like, not? Is she not kind of out of her league there?
Could
Drake?
Don't know. She's so fit, though. She's very fit.
When you say
she's fit,
you mean athletically fit or like attractive?
Basically, Kris doesn't fancy Serena Williams. They're both on par, superstar-wise.
Yes.
Like, Drake is a rapping superstar. Serena Williams is the most and probably best female athlete in the world.
But Drake's better looking.
If not anything, so it comes down to shallowness than so Kris.
Drake is better looking, though.
Yeah, no, see, I wouldn't be able to handle Serena.
Don't give me that. I wouldn't be able to handle her. Find her attractive.
Do I find her attractive? I've never really thought about her.
No,
like,
no,
I'm thinking right now.
You
okay.
Just stop putting words into
you know what? I do find her attractive.
No, you...
Yes, I do.
There you go.
I do. I think she's a fine thing. She definitely is.
All right.
She gets Mulcahy approval.
Does she get Mulcahy seal of approval?
I've got to give her 9 out of 10, man.
Wow, well, giving her 9 out of 10? All right,
now,
okay.
The sister's not...
Okay, look, we're going to stop talking about the Williams sisters now.
I'm just saying,
okay?
Drake. My Drake could do better. My gorgeous Drake.
No, Drake needs to go and take Nicki Minaj off Meek Mill. That would be a
there you go.
Boss
that would
move.
Not be the boss move.
That would be a boss.
He
and
needs to do Nicki.
Baby daddy.
There you go. He needs to do Nicki. That's what he needs to do. Mo, would you do Nicki or Serena Williams?
Serena Williams.
No, you would.
Yes,
no,
I would. Yes, I would. Definitely do Serena Williams. Any day. Any
Mo,
day.
Would you do Serena Williams or Kylie Jenner?
Serena Williams.
All right, fair.
All day.
Okay, cool.
Well, look, there we go. All right, I'm not going to get any
she's
different
answer
out of
backside, Serena Williams.
She does.
She does.
So does Nicki Minaj. Actually, she doesn't have a nice backside.
I don't think Nicki Minaj's backside is real.
No, me neither.
But I definitely think Serena's is.
It is, yeah, 100%.
All right, well,
she's put a lot of work into that.
You should watch her playing tennis when she's like,
I will, Mo.
You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
I will. I will be enthralled. But look, Mo, you're on every Friday, midnight to 2 a.m.
Yes.
Mo has a brand new show. I mean, you have to check it out. It's urban music. It's hip hop. It's R&B. It's everything. Mo's on Twitter at DJ Mo K. And of course, Mo is going to be in for us next week, Monday to Sunday, because Kira and I are going to be on breakfast here on 2FM for the week on the Breakfast Republic.
Ooh, like, seven.
Yeah, I know. Laddie, da, right? So you'll be not chatting about, you know, who's hotter and, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't. But look, Mo, what track are we going to finish on?
I think I'm going to leave you guys with a track that I'm absolutely loving at the moment. Brand new guy on the scene. He goes by the name of Post Malone. He's a white guy, kind of like the white version of Drake, since we were speaking of Drake.
Okay.
And his new single is called The White Iverson because he got braids. Allen Iverson, the basketball player, is famous for his braids.
Ah.
Tune is awesome. And this guy is going to be a big problemo, trust me.